from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Line, isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Mike Yam joining us on 95.7 The Game. He works for NFL Network. Hey, Mike, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Doing great. Good timing to pop on with you with some of the stuff regarding Brandon Ayuk and a potential deal with the Steelers. So it's kind of a crazy time. And candidly, I don't know if you guys feel this way. I'm almost shocked we're at this point.
Well, I know Guru is.
I'm with you,
doesn't
Mike.
Take a lot to shock him, though, but he is shocked on this one. I'm just going to read this tweet from your colleague, Ian Rapoport. Just to bring everybody up to date, and then I'll jump off with you. The Steelers and Niners have a deal on a potential trade, and Pittsburgh is in a good place on an Ayuk contract, sources say. If San Francisco gives the final sign-off, it's done. San Francisco has an offer out to Ayuk on a long-term deal for him to stay. He hasn't accepted. That tells me that the 49ers are okay with the compensation they're getting back. And if that's the case, then what?
I got to tell you, I think there's a lot of tentacles to this. Number one, and I'll circle back to my initial statement, still surprised. I mean, Brandon is a huge part of this team's offense in a lot of ways, and I get it. I think from a fan perspective, you take this macro view and you see Kittle on the field, you see Debo, and you think, oh, okay, cool. Like, and you know, they obviously drafted Pearsall. Maybe he can step up and fill that void. I just think back to so many of these critical moments last season where you know, Ayuk had, in some ways, was just a huge safety net for Brock Purdy. I just think it'd be a really big loss for this football team. And look, I think Debo is obviously the premier, you know, wide receiver on this team and can get utilized in so many different ways. But, you know, Brandon's, I don't know if he's a one like that. He's a 1B though. And I see what the market is across the NFL for these wide receivers and what they go and get paid. Like I if I was him, I'd want those deals. What, here's the other layer of why I'm surprised about this. San Francisco has done a really good job over the years of drafting, having success with some of these players, and then rewarding those players with big deals. And I get it. At some point, it's going to be too big, right? Like, you can't go and literally pay every single guy. You know, the Trent Williams situation to me is really concerning, and I think you can make an argument maybe more concerning than the Brandon Ayuk deal, which doesn't get as much headlines. But I think the Niners are now saying, and John Lynch is like, hey, there's only so much money to go around, and there's still eventually a Brock Purdy contract that needs to be decided. So maybe this deal does get happen. In my heart, I didn't think he was going to get traded. I still kind of doubt that this thing is going to going to happen. But, you know, at the same time, maybe just from a financial standpoint, they're sitting there going, look, we got other dudes that we got to go and pay. And, you know, Brock Purdy's deal is, you look at these quarterback contracts, what are they taking? 25-30% of the salary cap on some of these deals. And if, you know, a guy like Jordan Love is going to get, you know, 220 and Trevor Lawrence is going to be sitting at $200 million. Like, what's Brock Purdy going to eventually have to make? And I think that's why this deal potentially maybe gets done.
Yeah, Mike, you're on fire. I agree. And the fact that the Niners don't have a Super Bowl victory to kind of deal with these problems, to me, just make it more stressful. But I've been shocked since draft night when they went after Pearsall. That shocked me. I love Ayuk. But you mentioned Trent Williams. Mike, is it fair for me or anybody in Niner, any Niner fan, to question the front office and how they're doing their books? Because we have reports out here since March the Niners knew that Trent wasn't happy with, you know, his contract. But now that you got this back-to-back with Ayuk, you know, national talk shows are leading off with the Niners in their books. If I say they've kind of let me down on how they're handling it, how would you respond to that?
I would hedge and maybe pump the brakes on people saying that they've not been spending well. I mean, you know, Bosa is a really good example coming off of, you know, one of the great campaigns that we saw in the NFL as Defensive Player of the Year. What are you going to do? Not go and pay that guy? I think they've been knocking on the door of winning a Super Bowl. You know, 2 years ago, who knows what would have happened if Brock doesn't get hurt in that NFC Championship game against the Eagles. Maybe we are talking about that Super Bowl victory. It's really hard to win, and they're so close, and this roster is ready to win right now, and they've paid their players like that. I don't remember what the exact stat is, guys, and you might have a better handle on it, but you look across, you know, the NFL, and I think the Niners in key positions, whether it's Trent, whether it's Christian McCaffrey, Fred Warner, for example, Debo, Kittle, like they're paying premier guys. Like they're in the top five in terms of salary on really notable positions. They have not been cheap, and that's a reason why they've had success. But at some point, there is a salary cap in the NFL. Like you can't go and pay all these guys, you know, a boatload of money. They got to go and manage it. And I think now we're at the point where, you know, I think you make a really good point initially. Like, they haven't won that Super Bowl, and yet they've been close. Had they won a Super Bowl, I think this conversation's vastly different. I think you say, okay, yeah, like, we got one ring. You know, maybe we're going to have to make some decisions, some tough decisions. And it's just a timing thing for Brandon. Like, it just sucks for him because he's performed. He's performed well enough to go and get a contract that hasn't come. I just thought the Niners, over the last few years or so, you've seen this. Like, it just gets closer to the start of the season, but they eventually get the deals done. Maybe they just sit there and go, like, we can't make this work financially.
Mike Yam joining us on 95.7 The Game. He works for NFL Network. Here's one thing that crossed my mind, and I'm not saying it's the reason this is happening, but maybe it's just something that's in the equation. They know they're going to have to pay Brock Purdy, and if you... And I've been harping on this, so I'm sure some of our listeners are rolling their eyes right now. But right now, the Niners have McCaffrey, they have Kittle, they have Debo, they may pay Ayuk. And that means if they bring Ayuk in here, Brock Purdy will quarterback that team. Then they will have to pay Brock Purdy based on this season. But he won't be able to quarterback the team that he's quarterbacked the last 2 years, because somebody's going to have to go, one of those weapons.
Yep.
And one of the things that I'd heard was, obviously, if you pay Ayuk this year, then you only get Debo Samuel and Ayuk for one more year, and we're going to have to lose one of them. So I was thinking, again, not the reason you would do it, but if you play hardball with Ayuk and he's not here, don't you get a better assessment of Purdy with the type of team he is going to quarterback the next 2 or 3 years?
It's a good call. I hate to have that be the reason why you don't try to get a deal done. Look, there's a lot of factors, and I think that's just one layer to it. I think you hit the nail on the head, because this is what eventually it's going to be. Hell, last year, we were on set, and we'd walk off the set.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I would turn to someone like David Carr and Michael Robinson and go, "What is Brock going to get paid?"
Yep.
Eventually, they're going to have to go. And like, how do you assess this? Because I am not one of those people who says, "Hey, he's a system guy." Every quarterback in the league is essentially running some sort of system. Like, I just think that is an over-the-top simplification of what this guy is capable and proven that he can do. Like, right now, tell me Brock Purdy has done it consistently, gone through pain, and Jordan Love just got $220 million in a four-year extension. Like, if he's going to get that, what do you think Brock's going to go and get paid? Now, the biggest challenge is going to be if he doesn't have Brandon this year. Like, this roster is still primed to win it right now. If you said to me, who's the best team in the NFC? I would still point to the San Francisco 49ers and say, I would be disappointed if they're not in a Super Bowl. Like, they should be with this roster. They're capable of getting there. And then it becomes, you know, Matt, like, if it's neither or, who's more important to your team's offense? Is it making sure that Trent Williams is happy or making sure that Brandon Ayuk is? And for as painful as it is, there needs to be a decision that gets made. And to me, I'm going Trent 100 out of 100 in that scenario.
Wow. Mike, you know what? I've told my partner he thinks I'm crazy. I don't think either party wants a divorce, Brandon nor the Niners. But with that said, in your opinion, why do you think it's dragging on? Do you think it's more so Ayuk or the Niners?
It's a really good question. I haven't thought about it in those terms. You know, I think maybe it's got to be the Niners, right? Because if you're Brandon Ayuk, like, you've been asking for this cash and you want to get paid. And if there's a deal that you like, of course, you're going to go and just say yes to it. I just think it's a matter of, and look, Ian Rappaport, my colleague at NFL Network, and Matt, you started the segment by reading his tweet and what he put out there. There is an offer. It might just not be financially what Brandon is looking for. And all of these deals, they all go up. Like, when we were having this conversation about Lamar Jackson's contract, you know, the other offseason, sitting there going like, why, if you're Baltimore, why don't you just get this done? Because the longer that goes by, the more expensive it's going to be. And I think Brandon's sitting here going, no, guys, like, I am one of the best wide receivers in the NFL. His camp feels like that. He feels like he's had that production. We're on a really good team that can win the Super Bowl. You need me to get over the hump. I have some leverage here. That's probably what he's thinking. I just don't know if the Niners say, hey, are we having this conversation to like Justin Jefferson or CeeDee Lamb, who's also looking for a contract, or Tyreek Hill? Like, Brandon's really good. I just don't know if Brandon's looking, what kind of money Brandon's actually looking for, and if the Niners see that number and go, hey, we love you, dude, but we got other decisions to be made. We want you to be a part of this team, there's no doubt, but we just can't pay you like you want to get paid. So I guess I would still net out that it's probably a little bit of both, but maybe I'd lean closer to the team.
Mike Yam joining us on 95.7 The Game. He works for NFL Network, and we're talking about the San Francisco 49ers. Mike, when do you make a determination, and he comes courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Mike, when do you make a determination about whether what's going on with the Niners right now is just kind of business as usual, as opposed to uh-oh, I don't like the way that things are going even before we've played a regular season game?
So I circle back to something that I alluded to before. They take the deals and they eventually get done, but it's much closer to the start of the season than it is, you know, the first preseason game. That's just typically how it's gone with this organization. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I start to worry, though, because in a day and age where you're trying to assess, you know, what a guy is posting on social media, what emojis and GIFs actually mean, what I need usually someone to help decipher that stuff for me. You know, there's just more drama around it. There's more eyeballs. As time has gone on, the league and the sport has been more popular. We want to know what's going to happen with some of these players, and it gives us fodder. Like, you know, if this wasn't going on right now, guys, like, what would you be talking about on your show? Like, we love it from a media perspective, right? Like, these are the moments that we're able to magnify, and we're creating some of this drama, and it becomes this real-life soap opera. I'm with you. I look at it, and I say to myself, I'm still cautiously optimistic that this thing gets done. And the biggest reason why is Brandon is still young. They've taken care of their own over the years. Proof is in the pudding. But I just don't know when I'm not in that front office. I don't know how they assess these guys and in conjunction with what the books look like, because it's not an infinite amount of money. This is not the New York Yankees in baseball where you just say, hey, we can clean up a mistake and just overpay someone else. It's not how it works in the NFL. And I think they're looking at those books going, you know what? Like, we got some expensive bills, one in particular in Brock Purdy, and we need the quarterback, and we got to make sure that Trent Williams is happy at 36 years of age. He's still, well, top two, top three at his position, maybe even the best still at that spot. I don't want to be a stat geek here, but if you look at the next gen stats with Christian McCaffrey, look at the success that he has. It's usually when Trent's on the field and he's running that way. Mm. Just saying, like, you need that dude on the field. And I just think they're in a position where they got to make some tough choices.
Man, you're on fire. Mike, I'm different. I embrace it. And when I tell you this, you tell me if I'm crazy. Last year, McCaffrey had 339 touches. I know the offense is McCaffrey-centric. I get it. Football's a tough sport. But even throughout the playoffs, he was rubbing and touching on the calf, the thigh. This offseason, he's not playing any preseason games. The calf has been barking. Any concern there for Niner fans about McCaffrey and just, Mike, how much the offense goes through him?
I think there's always going to be concern for any running back who's makes up that much of a team's offense. But Christian is dynamic, and the amount of touches that he gets in the game and how he gets them, whether he's coming out of the backfield as a runner or as a pass catcher, hell, we've seen him throw at times as well. And I'm glad that he got paid, because I am not a believer in devaluing that position. I look across the league and see the teams that are able to run the ball effectively and the success that they have. Christian is one of the most explosive players in the NFL. There's always going to be concern there, but you got to make sure that I wouldn't be playing him out there. Like, even this weekend, as a prime example, I was on set with Steve Smith and Brian Baldinger. We're looking at each other in these breaks going, damn, I saw Joe Burrow play in the preseason. That's kind of cool. I saw Patrick Mahomes play in the preseason. It's the first preseason game number one. And we're seeing notable quarterbacks out there getting some reps. Now, granted, they're not out there for, you know, multiple series. Maybe it's one, maybe it's two series, and it's a short period of time. But I don't really remember seeing that, you know, 5 and 10 years. Like, you just didn't play these guys really because you were worried about them getting hit. So it is something in my mind where I'm going to be concerned, but I can't go into the season freaking out about it.
Mike, thank you for joining us, as always. Really appreciate it, man.
You guys are the best. Appreciate the invite.
Yes, sir. That's Mike. Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
What?
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.